Good afternoon, everybody. I'm going to try and talk a little more this session. I was feeling a little out of it these last couple of times, but I got a lot more to say. All right, today it was pretty cool. We got several new releases. I heard. I haven't really listened to much Mitski, but I've heard good things about the new album and the new singles from there. A lot of people I know love her. I really should give her a fairer shot sometime. Because I do like her as a lyricist and the songs I've heard. But the one I did listen to today was The Mountain by Gorillaz. I had definitely, because they were one of the bands that got me into music seriously, or projects, I should say. They're more of a project, let's face it. But The Mountain is a really cool album. I love the South Asian influences on it and how it borrows from Hinduism and also Buddhism in its concepts, and the idea of the cycle of rebirth and how artists are interpreted past death, because there's so many posthumous features on this album. Like, we got Dennis Hopper, Mark E. Smith, Proof, like, very eclectic. I do think that the singles they showed were definitely the strongest outings, but it doesn't make it. Overall, I think it was a really good album. Definitely a huge step up from Cracker Island. I thought that album was a huge disappointment. But yeah, I'll play Damascus. This is the one featuring Omar Soleiman and Yasin Bey, otherwise known as Mos Def. Definitely a huge highlight on the album.
Starbucks warning.
لولاك سيبون احجازي يا حرام
coffee, Starbucks, Chicone. Know where I'm headed and I be where I be. They got a high, they got a butt, not like me.
This is also pretty serendipitous because I got my PS2 working and I've been playing the heck out of Digital Devil Saga. Absolutely peak Shin Megami Tensei. Like, they were Atlas and Rockstar are the two companies I think of as firing on all cylinders during the sixth generation of video games. They just had banger after banger after banger, making it rain with absolute classics. And several series, unfortunately, we never got to see more of, Digital Devil Saga being one of them, unless you count, like, the unofficial light novels, light novel adaptations. And of course, Bully from Rockstar, I'm also playing through that. But I believe the more pressing one is the Digital Devil Saga games, because unlike the Judeo-Christian imagery in a lot of the mainline Shin Megami Tensei, and the Jungian imagery in the Persona series, it borrows heavily from Hinduism and Buddhism, and like in the music, in the art direction, in the themes of the game, like you're trying to break the cycle of reincarnation and ascend to a higher plane. And I don't know, it's a shame the series never really took off as much as the other Atlas RPGs, because I love the gameplay, of course. Like, it's the press turn system, so pinnacle of turn-based combat, and the mantra system where you eat demons to level up is really fun. Like, gives it a lot more customization than typical. Like, Metaphor ReFantazio is a game I quite enjoyed when I played, but I also feel like it's very flawed, and I feel like I'm kind of going crazy when I hear people's like, oh my gosh, it's the best Atlas game, or it's like, it's better than all the modern Personas, and I'm like, it doesn't feel as cohesive. And I feel like with Digital Devil Saga, it has very similar systems to Metaphor. Like, the archetype system is very similar to the mantra system, in that, like, you're taking these skills from all these different class systems. Like, it's basically a modified job system, and sticking them onto your characters like magnets. And I just think the mantra system is so much more customizable, so much less cluttered, and so much less grindy, too. Like, I've only really started, though. But, yeah, I feel bad because I do genuinely really like Metaphor. It's just, I feel like it's a first draft. And when Atlas, whenever, because I think they will, although they did say that it sold under their expectations, when they make a sequel, if they make a sequel, it'll probably be one of the best games they've made. If they borrow a lot from, like, that mantra system and the ideas of mainline SMT, make it more customizable, make it more flexible, I think we'll have a serious classic on our hands. All right, next song.
The sound, it pulls you up and tears you down. I saw, a bush in there in search of snares. You will not get the silver fair. It turns around and bites you in the
ah.
people crushed and turned to fight the churning in the cloth. Crystal clear, I want to clean my soul with it. Oh. The final act, the chain relaxed, devoted to a single act. A murmur cries, a further signs of upon a pew. What about devotion? A sacred dance in motion sways into silence and commotion. Nothing better days await for you.
Thank you.
I love Catatonia. I'm actually wearing my shirt right now. I saw them live with Opeth a couple of days ago, and yeah, they blew me away. Unfortunately, they didn't play a lot of stuff from the 90s output, which is what I've listened to so far. But if anything, it got me excited for The Great Cold Distance, which is what that track was from. I've heard a lot of people say it's like one of the best alt metal albums of all time. Really interesting career trajectory that they went from making gloomy death doom to like gothic alt metal. Like, can't think of too many bands that underwent like that much of a stylistic shift, unless we're maybe New Order up next.
I'm